The Great Depression that FDR's administration faced brought unemployment, displacement, and poverty to millions of Americans. No group was harder hit than the mining families of West Virginia. Lorena Hickok, a reporter for the Associated Press, came to West Virginia in 1933 to see for herself the effects of the Depression upon the workers and families of the coal fields. One of the areas she visited was Scott's Run near Morgantown. The people living in the communities there were struggling every day to feed, clothe, and care for themselves. Unemployment was estimated to be 65%. Hickok declared that Scott's Run had the worst living conditions that she had ever seen, and that most Americans would not have seen it fit for pigs. Upon returning to Washington, she shared her experiences with the new First Lady, who promptly organized her own trip, accompanied by Hickok and Clarence Pickett. Pickett was executive secretary of the American Friends Service Committee. A Quaker organization, the Friends had provided much-needed assistance to those hit hardest by the Depression. In late summer 1933, Eleanor traveled in her own car from Washington, D.C. to Scott's Run, where Pickett arranged for her and Hickok to stay with the mine superintendent. She traveled to the homes of the unemployed miners and was introduced as a member of the Friends Service Committee. Eleanor wrote of traveling incognito.
I was interested in seeing something of these conditions myself, and partly because I was interested in seeing how relief was being administered in this area, I went to West Virginia. And by hint of careful planning, succeeded in spending one day in various mining camps without the families of whom I visited looking upon me as anything but a friend, brought in by the social worker, who visited in any case at regular intervals.
Subsistence farming was being developed within the mining community with the guidance of West Virginia University's Extension Service. Those who had farming experience before coming to the mines worked hard to raise enough to can and sell the excess in nearby towns, including Morgantown, to help their families. In one of the homes, the First Lady spoke with a young mother and later wrote,
"It was easy to see that here was a young woman who was trying hard to bring up a healthy family, and who had the standards of a good and well-planned farm living in her mind. Before we had talked 10 minutes, she asked the relief worker eagerly, 'Is there any chance we can get some land?' She knew an effort was being made to persuade the state or the mining companies to divide some of the land amongst the unemployed miners, and she was anxious to remove her children from the danger of tuberculosis."
With these first-hand accounts and Hickok's reports, the First Lady was convinced that something needed to be done to help these families.